Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Laura Canning and Chris Parks. So some people will guess that we're going to talk about birds. So a bird count. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about the Christmas bird count. When is this happening?
This is coming up on Sunday, the 17th of December. And we'll be meeting at 8 o'clock at Cold Springs Park in Lewis to start the day. And then we'll be going all day long. We're going to have a noon meeting at Pizza Ranch for kind of a regrouping and break. And then we'll go back out in the afternoon and we'll be done about 4:30. So it's kind of two sections of the day.
Okay, if people can only do half a day, are they welcome?
Yes, certainly. If you just want to do the morning, you just want to do the afternoon, either way, you know, you can meet us in the morning or meet us at Pizza Ranch later if you just want to do the afternoon.
I'm sure it would seem like to me it'd be more interesting if you could do the whole day, but sometimes people can't do that. So it's great to have people be welcome either day. Laura, why is this a Christmas bird count? How is it different than the bird count you do another time?
So the Christmas bird count, we're still doing a citizen science project essentially, but with a Christmas bird count, they give you a span of dates that you can set up to do your count. And so other counties do this as well. They have their own circle essentially that they can count within. And then so you pick a date within there, within their dates, right around Christmas all the way to just past New Year's, I believe. And so we picked our date to be the 17th, and we even have a bad weather date, but it looks like that the weather's going to hold out and then we won't have to use the bad weather date. So we see more of a little bit like a tail end of a migration count, and they're a little bit more interested in seeing species and the individual counts versus when we do it in February, we know it's just in your winter birds and your birds that you're going to have just here in Iowa during the winter.
Okay. Chris, how do people need to prepare for this? And you know, is there anything they need to bring with them?
Really not a lot you need to bring with you. Just yourself, you know, whatever knowledge you have, obviously, of spotting birds. But there's going to be a bunch of different people with different ranges of that ability. So no matter what level you're at, you're going to be fine. You can, you know, help us out. A lot of times it's counting numbers. You know, we find a group and then we need as many eyes to get numbers as we can. And then, you know, obviously dress for the weather, whatever the weather conditions are. If you have a pair of binoculars that you like to use, please bring those with you, or even a spotting scope if you're that advanced. We'll have some of those with us, too, in case you don't have that. But other than that, we'll have everything else. We'll just have a pen and paper, essentially, and we're out counting.
Out counting, very, very important. And, you know, you talked, Laura, about it's more species. So that says to me that I'm probably not going to be going with you.
All varieties, all age levels or, you know, skill levels. Because, you know, we were, even me, we had one last year that threw me for a loop. And I wish I could have gotten my phone out fast enough, taken a picture of it, because I still didn't have it quite fit into a family, or I had it fit into a family. I just didn't have it quite fit into a species. We're all kind of there to help. You know, when we regroup after the morning at Pizza Ranch, we talk about, you know, what ones we saw already and things like that. And then we help people try to figure something out, you know, figure one of theirs out. We drive around with, you know, bird books and things like that as well. So
and,
it's not,
and your phone.
And yes. You can get your whole bird book on your phone now, you know, by the way. But anyway, so yeah.
So you're really helping each other out?
Yes.
I mean, so you work in a group?
Right. So we split it up into quadrants, our circle up into quadrants. And so you will be with a group of people working in just a specific area. In the morning, I should say half of the day we need to be stationary, or we're in places, like, so we might have a couple parks picked out or a cemetery picked out for you to go bird in. And then the other section of our 4 hours would be a driving route. So you do a certain driving route in the quadrant. and you then bird from your car and do that kind of thing. So.
Okay. So, Chris, tell us a little more about those quadrants and the specific locations.
Well, the center of our circle, for people that are wondering, is kind of right smack dab between Atlantic and Lewis. It's a 15-mile diameter circle, so it encompasses the city of Atlantic, all of Lewis, and then touches a little bit of Griswold, and then on the north side would touch just a corner of Marnie. So that's kind of your parameters of where we'll be. So we just kind of split that up into four sections. We hope that we have good enough numbers that we can do that. Last year we kind of did it half and half, but we can go either way. We're pretty flexible, but we'll give you an idea of where you need to go. A lot of it's the parks and the wildlife areas that we're going to hit. You know, obviously Cold Springs where we meet.
More likely to see birds, right?
Yeah, yep. Lots of those areas that we know that are good habitat to see them.
Okay. And then in the afternoon, is it the same areas?
We'll stick to the same areas. So you'll be kind of within some of those specific parks doing a little bit more, maybe walking around, finding out numbers there. And then, you'll be in that same quadrant when you're driving later on in the day.
Okay. So, Laura, you mentioned about bird books and phones. I mean, that's a really good resource. I'm guessing people who are interested in this have some kind of, maybe they have a favorite or maybe they have a collection of information.
And bird knowledge. And we give everyone a Cass County list, a bird list. So what should be here or what could be here at this month of December. And so that helps them as well, whether or not it's on the list and things like that, and discussing those kind of things.
But you might be surprised. It's like this bird you saw maybe isn't on the list.
Yeah, well, it was just tough to figure out. We've got ones, and we've seen, if you've heard anything about the snowy owls have been coming down into Iowa. And so that wouldn't be on our Cass County list for December. It's a rarity that is influxing into the state. So it'll be interesting to see, we get that. Ospreys usually continue to move on. We've had a couple late ospreys. We saw an osprey in Cass County around Thanksgiving still. And usually they're still trucking along south.
But the weather's been a little different,
yes,
too.
Yes, it has been a different fall. It takes into account some things.
So, Chris, thinking back, you did this last year. When you think back to that, were there some birds you saw, that really a big surprise, or something you thought, this is really fun because this is what I saw?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we had a few that maybe you don't see on a day-to-day basis. You know, when you're out there looking, you're going to find more because you're actively kind of keeping your eyes open. We had 26 species that we counted on the count date last year, and then we had a couple other species that were included that week. They have kind of a count week so that they know that if other birds were around that week too, that we can keep track of that. But, you know, we saw some things like, kestrels. Obviously, we found a lot of eagles. We saw there was a common merganser and a canvasback, a couple of waterfowl species that were count week birds that were reported to us. So, some things that you may not see every day.
You know, you mentioned the eagles. You think back not too many years, and that would have been just like, there's an eagle, and you couldn't believe your eyes.
Yeah,
that's changed.
Yeah, pretty incredible. And we had 13 on our count date last year. So, and that's just in that 15-mile diameter circle.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive.
So all of us kind of need to keep our eyes open, I think, for that. It's not been too long ago I saw this bird sitting out in the field, and it had a big white head, and I'm going, that has to be an eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big bird with a white head. It has to be an eagle. And like I say, I'm not much of a bird friend. So Laura, what could, if somebody said, well, I'm just getting into this. I'm just learning. What advice do you have to somebody who says, I think I want to do this?
This kind of keeps your practice up, too, for bird. It's just like learning anything else. The more you do it, the more it gets ingrained in your brain. The birding will help you as well. So, any skill level can come out and do it. We do would like to know an estimate of people who want to come out and do it. So we are doing a sign-up on it. Okay. You can either contact me down at my office at Cold Springs, and that phone number is 712-769-2372. Or you can contact Chris, and we will get you on our list. And if you did it last year with us, and, of course, want to do it again, make sure you get signed up. We've got an event on Facebook as well, and so you can find out more information as well.
Don't forget to sign up. I mean, let's just do, if you're thinking about it, let's get that job done. Get signed up. And Chris, again, where are the meeting spots?
Yeah, we're going to be meeting at Cold Springs State Park on Sunday the 17th. 8 o'clock in the morning is when we'll meet to divide into our groups. We'll then have lunch at noon at Pizza Ranch, and then we'll be out the rest of the day until 4:30. So you can also go to christmasbirdcount.org to find out more about the count in general, and then see our circle if you want to know that. And then, of course, get in touch with us, too. If you also want to do this at home that particular day, you can do that. The difference there is if you're watching a feeder, you'll be counting the maximum number of a species that you see at a time, because there may be birds coming back all day long. So, you know, if you have four cardinals at once at the feeder, they want you to mark that down. Okay. So if you're within Atlantic and you want to do that, get in touch with us, and we'll get you on board for that day, too.
Any last advice?
And it's the last day of second season deer season. So especially if we end up sitting in the parks in the morning, wear blaze orange or, just be aware that other people will be out in the parks using the parks. So.
Okay. Yeah. Christmas bird count. Be sure to sign up and get involved if you're at all interested in learning or you are an expert. Thanks to Chris Parks and Laura Canning for being here. And until next time, here's a thought. The expert in anything was once a beginner.